Where motoring starts. This is Behind the Wheel.
Jared, great to talk to you and thanks for your time.
Yeah, lovely to be here, Joel. Thanks.
I think the thing that stands out for me when I was having a look at your website is the thought that really when a truck leaves a depot or a fleet of trucks leaves a depot, you know, previously it was kind of, well, out they went into the real world and there was no way of sort of knowing what was going on. And I thought when looking at your products, I thought, you know, this is such a good idea that, you know, the home base or the depot can sort of see exactly what's going on. That's pretty much the core of what you do, isn't it? That kind of software and that functionality.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our vision is sort of to be a leader in road charging and compliance services for the heavy transport sector. So certainly understanding how they're operating their fleet when they leave the depot and they're out into the wild to create, you know, better business outcomes and safer roads. So certainly we provide a range of commercial services, which is the sort of telematics, if you like, the real-time decision-making. Message down to the box and that sort of thing. But one of the big areas of interest that's growing in the marketplace is with the health and safety and chain of responsibility is how the driver's actually, you know, operating that vehicle when they leave the depot and ensuring that that's a safe workplace when they're on the road. So we released a suite of products end of last year around that, which is pretty exciting, around a leaderboard, driver insight, and then real-time colour touchscreen feedback for the driver to understand how their driving is going, and rate them against the network of vehicles that we've got, which is over 30,000 odd vehicles, so a pretty good population to measure performance of a fleet operator and give them a view of how they're operating within a network of a large number of vehicles.
Very much so, because I think even, you know, if you're a large fleet operator and you're only saving a dollar an hour, but across, you know, let's pull a figure out, across 30 trucks, you know, times 60 hours a week, it starts to add up, doesn't it? I mean, and that's a very conservative figure. So if you make even just those little changes can make a big difference.
Oh, yeah, look, absolutely. So if you look at some of the ROIs that we put together very conservatively, you know, if you can save an hour or so a month for a driver and then a reduction of 5 to 10% on fuel, you know, you're certainly winning on some of these big rigs. You know, fuels and tolls are somewhere between 35 and 40% of running that rig, and then driver hours the next one down. So, you know, driving more efficiently and certainly optimising your route is critical to cutting down on that fuel bill.
How does it work from a technical perspective? What needs to be fitted to the truck? How do the systems work?
Yeah, so that colour touchscreen device that I mentioned, it's a pretty simple install, and certainly in the US market, about three quarters of the installs are self-installed, so they'll do them in the workshop themselves. So it's really power, ground and ignition wire is the most basic install that you can have, which will certainly give you a lot of information. So the way we've designed the product is so that it's an autonomous device as much as possible, so you can get up and running pretty easily. It's got no external GPS or antennas or modem cables coming out. Within that unit, it's got accelerometers, MEMS sensors, gyroscopes. It's a pretty complicated, sophisticated device internally, but then I guess on the outside, it's a really simple to use, easy to use product for the operator and the driver. So pretty easy to get up and running with. And then there's obviously a cloud-based SaaS product, if you like, web-based product that the operator uses to see where the vehicles are, to message the vehicles, and then to get some pretty high-level reporting around the performance of their fleet, how they can see the problems that they need to address to become a better fleet operator and make more money.
Yeah, or make more money, that's obviously the goal, and also safety. So I'd like to talk about those two elements, because they seem to be, I think, the two big things that stand out. I think probably the first thing that I like about the Drive Buddy screen, for example, is that it actually sends the driver a little alert in regards to things like harsh braking and sharp cornering. Yeah, and things like that. I mean, it's not just the routes that the drivers are taking, but how they're driving as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've had the reporting in place for a long time, and then after analysing the market and understanding how these operators work in the field, having that real-time feedback for the driver is critical to be able to actually change their performance. Most products that you put in, they put in a telematics product, they get a short-term improvement, and then the normal behaviours resume. Whereas with this real-time product that we've got, like you say, that takes into account the braking, the acceleration, the cornering, and that, you know, the driver gets a score at the end, and they're really motivated to get good scores now. It's seeing a great change in behaviour. Certainly NZL here in New Zealand have had a dramatic improvement in their performance on the road, and which is fantastic to see. I think you know, that's one of the key differences that EROAD's offering compared to just providing a report at the end of the week, providing that real time in cab feedback. And it, you know, like you say, if you're damaging the vehicle less by thrashing it less, you'll get a lot more life out of it. Which combines up with EROAD's vehicle maintenance module as well. But you know, the less it's like a car, or like, you know, it's very much like a car. If you trash the hell out of it without servicing it, and that, you're going to shorten the life of the vehicle and the asset. And some of these assets are 500 odd grand, so it's definitely worth looking after. And the driver's fundamental in looking after that asset.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned maintenance and servicing because, you know, again, if we go back to the non-digital days, I can imagine that there would have been a lot of times where brakes weren't replaced on time and all sorts of things like that really weren't being monitored like that. But you do have the software now that can sort of track when a vehicle needs to be serviced, when the brakes were changed, things like that. That's got to be a huge, well, I think the safety benefits of that speak for themselves.
That falls into that compliance suite that we have. So that vehicle maintenance module that we put in place about 5 years ago, and that certainly evolved over time, has been a real winner for EROAD. It was sort of an idea and a bolt on into our suite, but it's been really fantastic, the uptake on it. And so customers are loading in vehicles with our telematics units, so that they're getting the distance and engine hours and being able to service based on that, and do more predictive servicing. So, you know, the more load or the more fuel, you can service the vehicle more appropriately and certainly keeping track of it, so that when you go to sell the vehicle, you're selling it with a good history. And also as a company owner or a director, you want to be making sure that you're providing accurate records around that health and safety, around servicing that vehicle as well. So certainly that's been a really good product offer out there. And we let people load up all their assets as well, not just vehicles with our product in, so that what we're seeing is they're loading up generators, or they're loading up, you know, containers that they've got. So it's a one-stop shop, one portal to make sure that all their assets are compliant and being serviced and checked appropriately.
And from that safety perspective, I can see some big advantages and some big pluses in regards not just to vehicle speed and driving performance, but rest breaks. And I guess making sure that, you know, not to put it the wrong way, but, you know, I guess that no shortcuts are being taken, that that everything is above board and everything is being tracked. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're seeing a lot of operators out there wanting to be more and more compliant for their own benefits, and it's a selling point, a point of difference in the marketplace. If you look at that whole chain of responsibility, depending on who you're supplying to, they're looking for a provider that is above board and legit and doing the best job out there. They may be slightly more expensive, but what people are naturally willing to pay if it means better outcomes, and certainly aligned with this, you know, the purchaser's values as well as the company. So we're seeing a lot of that sort of behaviour out there, which is great to see, because by and large most of the operators are very good, and so to try and level that playing field and make it a lot safer out there on the road as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's all fantastic. I really can't see any downsides to it. I think it's just it makes sense. It saves money, increases safety. So I think there's some really great products that EROAD offers. And if we've got any listeners and fleet operators that are interested in finding out more, I guess head to the EROAD website and check out all the products. And you've got an office in Melbourne, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so we've got an office in Melbourne, and trying to grow that, and that seems to be going well. Certainly, around some of the commercial benefits and compliance benefits, there's a lot of interest. We've got a partnership with NZI Lumley or IAG as well. Certainly, partnering with that leaderboard, and if you're showing that you're in the top 25% of fleets, then you get a benefit, commercial benefit there as well, around a reduction of your, or they actually remove your excess if you have a accident in that vehicle as well. So that's great to see that there's some incentivising happening in that heavy vehicle insurance telematics space, and we'll certainly grow in that area in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned that too, Jared, because I hadn't thought about the insurance perspective, but yes, I could imagine there'd be some big advantages there, and there could be some possible, you know, big savings there in terms of heavy vehicle insurance if you've got this sort of monitoring equipment and everything's being done you know, in such a professional manner. So I think that's another plus.
Mm. Oh yeah, absolutely, and you'll see more in this space in the future around insurance telematics from EROAD and heavy vehicles. I guess one of the key differences for us, since we've come from a sort of a road tolling background, is our security and reliability of the data, which is fundamental for any sort of commercial outcome like insurance telematics, or like, you know, we do cents per K tyre offers instead of buying tyres and that sort of thing. And there's a big ecosystem out there around those products supported by a reliable platform, which is exciting. And I think we'll see further steps in growing that ecosystem in 2016.
Jared, thanks for joining us, and we'll have a chat again down the track. I think there's a lot more that we could talk about, and as I say, yeah, really impressed. I think you're doing a good job with the EROAD products.
Brilliant. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for having us on.